Good morning, beloved. Psalm 78, 32 to 35. And what we have just been reading is God, he brought the, we know the story, brought the Israelites out of Egypt, opened up the Red Sea for them. They went through free and saved. And then, but Pharaoh and his army were destroyed there. And then he let water come. And then they gave them water, and then they wanted bread, and he gave them bread, and then they wanted meat, and then he gave them the birds, but let the east wind come up and blew them, that they fell right in their camp. And this displeased the Lord, and we've seen, you know, that God. Just like I explained, like any person with a whole lot of wisdom and understanding, you want people to trust you, and if they still didn't trust him, then they and so you see his anger came forth, and he destroyed a lot of them and killed the strongest of them, and laid low the young men of Israel. And now they're 32 to 35.
In spite of all this, they still sinned. Despite these wonders, they did not believe. So he made their days vanish like a breath, and their years in terror. When he killed them, they sought him, they repented and sought God earnestly. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High God, their Redeemer.
So here's some light coming to the people. Now, you know, so the consequences, the beautiful wonders of God, and then the bad consequences for their attitude got them finally to start waking up and start believing and start knowing God's our rock, and he's our redeemer. And so that's good. That's good. They, you know, they, from this moment on, they got no excuse, because they understand that they need to repent, and repent is come into alignment with God, turn away from their arrogance, their discontentment, their grumbling, their sexual immorality, and then testing God, and they need to trust this God. And because he is their rock on which he made them, and he made them for purpose, he made them for relationship, and he made them for great things, and he's their redeemer. So this was a wonderful turning point. And yeah, let's leave it there. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness that we can look at, and we can see, and we can learn from, Lord. So as it says in 1 Corinthians 10, that we don't fall into the same errors, and know that we do go through things, but your love and your goodness will always be there. You're all powerful, all knowing, and all loving. So everything will be done in love, and we will come through whatever storms and whatever is laid out for us. So it's not there to destroy us, it's there to build us. And thank you, Lord, that we can continue turning to you, repenting to you, and seeking you earnestly, and remembering that you made us, and you made us for destiny. We are your workmanship in Christ Jesus, for good works laid out for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.